creation. Now, is it a secondary doctrine?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the challenging book, The Lie, Evolution. Ken, I've heard some Christian leaders claim that creation is not a primary doctrine, so it's not that important to the Christian message. What do you say to that?
Well, actually, I've heard these claims for years. Some Christians don't like it when I insist that we must believe in a literal book of Genesis that God created in six literal days just a few thousand years ago. For instance, I once got a letter from the head of a very large Christian organization. He claimed that the doctrine of creation is a secondary doctrine like the rapture, so it shouldn't be a cause of division. But think about this, Mark. What doctrine is the rapture foundational to? None to my knowledge, although it's still important to study. Yet the creation account in Genesis chapters 1 to 11 is foundational to every single biblical doctrine of theology. If you don't accept a literal Genesis, you have no foundation for sin, marriage, the gospel. In fact, ultimately all doctrines are dependent on Genesis being literal history. So creation isn't a secondary doctrine. It's foundational to our faith. This is one instance where we need to divide over a vital issue.
It's not surprising that humanists are attacking the book of Genesis in their effort to try to win today's culture wars. Discover how when you read Ken's free booklet on creation, evolution, and the culture wars. It's free at AnswersRadio.com. While there, find out more about our large creation museum opening in May.